murderers, decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency? Hello, hello, and welcome back to Decoding the Crime Verse. My name is Danny, and I'm joined with...
Glory!
That is correct. And today, we are diving into something that happened just last month. Okay, so not far or long ago. It was very recent, and it has been all over the news, and something that sparked public outcry and public rage, and that is the mass shooting that happened at the Catholic Church. Did you hear about?
Not particularly. I'm actually hearing this for the first time.
It's quite surprising. Everywhere.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, my social media feed has nothing on shootings.
No,
and
but it was on the news, not just to have a shooting come up. This was big. It was all over, like, Fox News, even, like, news outlets on, like, Instagram, everything. It was everywhere.
Yeah, I think I've been a little...
He just lives under a rock.
I've been disassociated with, like, a lot of things, so...
Clearly, because this was big. Anyway, today we are here to bear witness to a tragedy that unfolded in a sacred place, a school, a church, turned into a scene of terror. On August 27th, 2025... I think you pronounce the school like this, but it says Annunciation Catholic School and Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota, became the site of a devastating mass shooting during an all-school mass. So for those of you who are not familiar with the Catholic Church, mass is the word for their service that they hold. This episode is dedicated to remembering the lives lost, honoring the courage of the survivors, and grappling with how and why this tragedy occurred. So it was the early Wednesday morning, the beginning of the new school year. So the Catholic school has students from pre-K to 8th grade, and it was hosting its annual all-school mass in the attached church. So most Catholic schools, I went to a Catholic school, they have a church either on premises or very close by where they attend. Ours was literally right next door. You just had to walk across a parking lot. Okay. And it was a moment of faith and community and hope. But at 8:27 a.m., that purpose was shattered. Armed with a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol, the shooter, identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman, a former student, opened fire from outside the church, shooting through the stained glass windows into pews filled with children and parishioners. So, imagine, you're there, the service is going, praying, reading the word, and next thing, through the stained glass windows. I mean, that's got to be something. So obviously, being a former student, this person would have known the ins and outs of how things work. I mean, I know at my school, which, like, days there would be big masses and big gatherings. This human being would know when everybody would be together.
Look, I wonder mass what's casualties. Like, what, like, made this person to just decide to come back.
Oh, guess you'll find out very soon.
Yeah, but anyway, let's get more into
very
this.
Very soon, and I think you're gonna be shocked, but not surprised at the same time.
it's giving low key like some undercover shady Catholic
things. No, not actually at all.
Oh,
not at all. Yeah, you were clearly on the wrong path there, but you still won't be surprised when I tell you.
Yeah, look, I've heard a lot of shady things. Nothing will surprise me.
This is not so much shady. This is just what the world has come to.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily shady. It's not like undercover, but
let's hear
still,
it.
Anyway, we'll get there.
Yeah.
Right. And two children, one 8-year-old and another 10, were killed where they sat. In total, 17 others were injured, including 14 children ages 6 to 15, and three elderly parishioners in their 80s. I mean, obviously, if guns are coming...
So, it is like parishioners a word for like
all people?
Parishioners
are people who go to church. They like the congregation. It's just another word that they use.
Some unnecessarily extra fancy words. But anyway...
it's just a more older term.
I can tell.
Yeah. So, despite the brutality, those inside actually responded with overwhelming bravery. Staff shielded children under the pews, and older kids actually shielded younger ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Demonstrating instinctive and profound courage. I mean, that is huge courage to, like, grab kids and put your body over them.
Yeah.
In hopes to try and save them. I mean, that is outstanding courage.
Yeah.
And the shooter, Robin... Oh, I skipped her. Police responded swiftly. The shooter died by suicide. No surprise there. By the time officers reached the scene, no other threats were reported. This often happens with mass shootings. They go in, they shoot, they kill themselves. The shooter, Robin Westham, legally purchased the weapons and showed no apparent warning signs during the purchase, according to the local gun store owners.
Yeah.
Okay. Westham had recently broken up. Every time I say West Man, I'm thinking of West Ham, the Premier League.
Exactly. I was thinking.
But it's West Man, and it keeps coming out as West Ham. It's not intentional. It's just so similar.
Yeah, just forgive her, guys.
Anyway, West Man had recently broken up with a romantic partner and struggled with their gender identity issues. That was where I thought you would not be so surprised.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah. I actually am not 100% sure if Robin is a female or a male. I actually never...
How is it spelled? With a Y or an...
With a I.
I mean, still, you wouldn't know, but...
No, I know, and... Oh, it looks like a guy.
Yeah.
Robin West. Yeah. It looks like a guy, but looks like he dresses a bit like a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very much so.
Interesting.
Makes sense for the... I know he was part of the trans community.
So he came to take his vengeance back on...
On the Catholic school, clearly.
The Catholic school.
Do you see why I said it wasn't a surprise?
That did what to him?
Exactly. We don't know, but... This is why I said it's not really shocking, because we've seen stuff like this before.
This is why, and this just fits perfectly with this show, this is why certain places in certain countries, people are taking a stand against this movement.
No, but you know what? What for me is, you see, when you are struggling with an identity crisis yourself, how dangerous you can become if you put your identity problems onto somebody else.
Yeah.
You say you are the problem, like you caused this. Yes, people can have an effect on who you become, and obviously your childhood, they all like play a role, but at the end of the day, we all make decisions.
Yeah, plain and simple.
We all and our decisions all have consequences. So yes, things may have been done to you. Terrible things happen to people all the time, but you have to choose to let that define you. And when you are defined by that and then put blame on a school and then go kill 10-year-olds,
and to make matters worse is that the dude commits suicide, which tells you exactly that the dude is not fine.
It's not fine in the head. Like, you, I will never understand the mentality of this. You go purposely to shoot because you have some vendetta or need for revenge, and then you kill yourself. What was the point? What was the point of, like, did you want to kill yourself, or do you kill yourself because then you feel guilty afterwards? Because hear my heart and not my words, then kill yourself, but don't take others with you.
Look,
hear my heart and not my words there. I understand what I'm saying.
I think these people need to be studied. I think they need to go to a psych ward or something like that.
No, but you know what's so ridiculous? Apparently, I saw like stats. The amount of school shootings in America this year alone is over 200.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No other country in the world comes close. South Africa had like 3. I don't know where we having shootings in South Africa in schools.
Yeah, well...
Not that I've heard of. But like over 200 this year. For me, there is something wrong there. It's not like every... I mean, how many countries are on this planet? 200 and something. Don't quote me on that. I'm not a geography buff.
Yeah.
190, whatever. How many countries we have here? You're telling me one country can have more than 200 shootings and we in schools and we haven't reached the end of the year. I'm pretty sure some countries haven't even had that much in their history. There's something wrong there. You know, do you not see
yeah,
what I'm
saying?
I think
it's quite interesting that you mentioned that because, I mean, the fact that they've been able to successfully have 200 shootings is also crazy.
And I know that America is a big country, but so is Russia. India and China have more people in their population. I just don't understand what is the reason that in America, it's so, like, it's not even like, you know, like, let's say South Africa's 3 and America's 10. It's like not the biggest gap in the world. 3 to 200.
Yeah.
What? There is a problem. There's something wrong that is allowing for all of this to happen.
Who knows? Maybe it's
what. Maybe it's what's being taught in schools. Maybe it's a mindset of the people. It could even be, I don't know, curses over the nation. I don't know, but that is, it's not normal. It's not, because otherwise you would see other countries also experiencing the same thing. And the country that's in second, I can't remember who it was, is not even close to where America is.
Yeah.
200, over 200 in 2025. I mean, what is that? I'd never send my kid to school. There's the most devastating photo from the shooting of a mom running down the street with her shoes in her hand. She was wearing high heels because she just found out about the shooting and she's running to see if her kid's okay. It's the most heartbreaking photo. One of the moms is a nurse and she was at the hospital. Next thing, her kid came in injured from the shooting. Imagine you're working at the hospital. There's your kid. She's been shot at. He or she's been shot at. They were at church. Police investigators have said that he had a very complex personal history. Investigators found troubling voice message online and writings that included admiration for previous mass shootings. Okay. Neo-Nazi content. So neo-Nazis are kind of like people who believe in what Hitler was going for, but like present day. Which again, you're a bit of a lunatic. Okay. And hateful messages. A firearm used in the shootings was marked with all the names of previous attackers. So, like, previous people who had done... That's sick.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to have role models. That's not the right role models to have. I'm just saying. Okay? Authorities are still investigating possible hate crime designation, considering Westman's history and target. Students and worshippers at a Catholic church mass. So clearly, I firmly believe they had problems with Christianity and what was being taught. That's the only reason why they would go back and shoot.
Yeah.
Okay. In the wake of the massacre, the school remained closed indefinitely. Authorities, clergy, and community leaders emphasized healing, prayer, and solidarity as faith community reeled from the violence. Governor Tim Walz announced a special legislative session to consider gun reforms, potential measures including an assault weapon ban, safe storage requirements, liability insurance, and red flag law enhancements. Political divisions, however, pose challenges to passing such reforms quickly. The Pope also spoke out, condemning the pandemic of arms and offering spiritual solidarity with victims, especially in the wake of the violence intruding on sacred ground. Among the injured was 10-year-old Weston, Holsney, who remains in recovery after a bullet fragment lodged near his artery. And I mean, your arteries are your main veins. If those go, it's not looking good for you. Okay? His friend Victor is credited for shielding him, sacrificing himself in the process. Victor sustained injuries but has since been released. A GoFundMe campaign has raised significant support for both families' medical and emotional healing. That's also the thing, like, medical bills are not cheap.
Yeah.
Like, you already just suffered, like, having your kid being shot at, and now you're going to be slapped with, like, a $25,000 medical bill.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of money. School communities across Minnesota and beyond have organized vigils, rosaries, prayers, and advocacy, not only for physical security, but for a spiritual heart of these schools to heal. This wasn't an ordinary shooting. It was an attack on faith, on innocence, and on sanctuary, a deliberate act targeting children at worship. Okay? And we can't ignore that it occurred in a place meant for spiritual solace. It reminds us that violence seeks out the most vulnerable moments. Okay, and, you know, it's, yeah, to go and shoot up a church, it's like a new low.
Yeah.
It's like a new low. I mean, it would be like going to shoot at a hospital full of injured. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's deliberately preying on the innocent, like, deliberately. And I, like I said, I just cannot fathom this guy goes, he shoots, and then he shoots himself. What is the point? You don't even get to see what you achieved. You did.
Maybe that was not the point,
but still, then why do it? Why serial killer?
Because his achievement, for him, his achievement would probably be the fact that he got rid of the people.
Okay. But now you're dead. What was the
point?
But
that's the thing with these kind of crimes. With these kind of crimes, it's not like well thought through, and there's like logical thinking and reasoning going into this.
I know that. There's something psychological wrong with this person. Very much so. I get that. It's just, yeah, you know, like, and I've said this before, you know, it's very different when you, like, okay, let's say, for example, you go kill somebody because they killed your mother. You know, there's like a real, like, a motive behind it. Like, that person is killed for a very specific reason.
Yeah.
These kids did nothing. These kids were probably, like, what, the 8-year-old? The 8-year-old wouldn't have been in school when this Robin Westman was in school.
Exactly.
She would have been in, or he, I don't know the victims' names or genders, but that little child would have been like, what, in nursery school playing with Barbies or with a soccer ball while you...
Exactly.
This is a moment where I just am at a loss for words. Innocent children. They were there to pray, there to start their new school year. You know, probably really excited seeing their friends for the first time. It's disgusting. And then, you know, I think, you know what makes me angry? That they kill themselves. It's too easy. They should have to suffer consequences.
Exactly.
And many people are like, the death penalty. I think the death penalty is an easy escape. I think criminals get, or they must suffer in prison. They must deal with their consequences. This person had absolutely zero. Obviously they did, but they're not the ones mourning the loss of their children. They're dead.
Yeah.
I think it's such a coward way out. I'm just saying. And it's disgusting. So we remember these children, and you know what? By the grace of God, it was only two that there was. I mean, it could have gone a lot worse. I mean, this shooter could have killed 10, 20, 30 children if they had wanted to. And by the grace of God, and I really just, yeah, we pray for the families. We're here with the families. We support the families.
Yeah.
But is there anything you would like to add before we finish?
No, not much. Obviously, it's quite devastating, but...
No, it's devastating. Yeah. This is when you kind of are like... This is not what humanity was created for at all.
Yeah.
To be killing each other, and it's the same when we have like acts of terrorism or bombings and stuff. It's like, this is not what God had intended for humanity.
Yeah.
Like, it's the furthest thing from it, actually.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, that is this week's show of the mass shooting which happened at the Catholic school in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And like we said, we pray for the families, and we're just praying for comfort and for healing, and that God will be with them and the Spirit will just give them a sense of peace. And so we hope you enjoyed this show. Otherwise, we will see you same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.